remember a couple weeks ago, Jim Phillips, you wrote stuff and made it disappear. I want to invite the opposite. I want you to write things and have it manifest into reality, all right? So it's going to be a little bit different, but writing is important. Write it down, please and thank you. Oh, it's been a number of years. Does anybody do this New Year's resolution stuff? Does anybody do that? It's okay. We're all sinners and desperate need of a Savior here. Thank you, Caleb. I'll push. New Year's resolution. We used to do this in business. My boss at Remax, wonderful human being. I remember this was important that we had to write out our goals for the year. And this was mostly about business and transactions. But there was, I'm sure Zig Ziglar said something about writing it down helps it to manifest into reality. Don't quote Zig, but I think that's something that he would have said. So write it down. Write it down. But is a resolution a bad thing? I mean, think about just the word resolution. You have to resolve to do something, to be something. But before we get to making a resolution, let's think about what was something praiseworthy in 2024. Before we move on to 2025, I want you to write something down that you're thankful for and share it with all of us. Who's going to share something that they're really thankful for? They're really excited. They saw God move in a special way. The words are a great example. The Lord has moved in profound ways with the words, right? That's something you could write down. But share something personal. Maybe a relationship that was sort of destiny. Anything. A promotion at work or just the work. The Lord spoke to you in a very clear way.
Bob and I are now
great-grandparents.
Well, as most of you know, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 2, and God has continued to be nothing but completely faithful. So, I'm thankful for that.
My parents.
I am very thankful because God gave me the opportunity to travel in this year, and I will be going for next year to Africa. But also, I'm very grateful because my A1C is normal, so I'm not diabetic. I told the doctor in April, no, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not diabetic, and that's why I changed my diet.
Amen. All sorts of cool stuff. It can be really lame, too. I'm thankful I haven't had a shelter dry right now yet. It'll melt eventually, right?
We're thankful that Kaylee was baptized this summer.
We've got several really cool baptisms, right? That should be a top of the list. Excellent.
Write something down that you're thankful for.
That you can see how the Lord has worked.
How the Lord has worked in your life.
The Lord has worked in our church, right? In order to see the way forward, we gotta look at the past. History classes, that's kind of boring, but we learn from the past, and that helps us to proceed forward. Next up, what are you excited about in 2025? I know Lydia's excited about going to Africa. Anybody really excited about something coming up in 25? Yes, Jake. You're excited about going to Arizona. I don't know anything about that, but it sounds great like today, right? Or later Thursday. Anything else you're really excited about in 2025? Sweet! When are you going to be there? In the summer. Oh, okay. You won't be there for main camp in April? We'll do without. This is something you're really excited about, an opportunity. Maybe let's try to segue to what the Lord is going to do, not the number of transactions or promotions. What is the Lord going to do in your life in 2025? MDS, thank you. Regen is in July, right? Who's going to Regen? Is there any reason we, I don't think there's a limit, right? That's something to look forward to, something to celebrate, right? Because we come to bed together as the body of Christ to celebrate. Lisa just had her arm permanently up, or did you have something there? Okay, that's great. We're all going to Regen, if I raise your hand. Right, 2025, Regen 2025, right? We'll get a bus. I'll rent a charter, how about that? Same thing for MDS, I'll provide the transportation, right? So, something you're excited about. But what about where does resolution become a Christian thing? It's such a, like, you know, staying up till midnight, that seems kind of silly. So, the word that really clicked off a number of years ago, this is not a new book, was it Proverbs 20, is it Proverbs 29 or 20, verse 29? It would be helpful if I had that written down somewhere, wouldn't it? Well, I think it's on the front of your bulletin. Yeah, Proverbs 29, 18. Where there's no vision, the people perish. But happy is who he keeps the law. The word we translate, that's the New Living Translation, the Hebrew word for that we're translating vision in that particular passage is chazon. Another good translation for that is revelation. So where there is no revelation, where there is no vision as to what the Lord is doing to the people, and by all means, I've got a couple extra copies of this. If you really want to take a deep dive, I'm all full of, I like the, there's also another version that I kind of like the Message version. It says, if you can't see what God is doing, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Where there is no vision, where there is no revelation, where you're not seeking the Lord to see what he's going to do with you in 2025. Let's look at what the Lord did in 2024 with these baptisms and becoming more of a disciple of Jesus Christ. That is where it transcends a resolution and becomes a truly Christian concept. Is it wrong to have a goal, to aspire to something? I would argue biblically, this is a very biblical word, vision, kazon, that's a Hebrew biblical word, but vision and goals are spread throughout Scripture. If you pick any word in the New Testament, Jesus is talking about his own vision. But just pull out a couple random ones, so I couldn't even point the verse exactly, but didn't Jesus say, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. More poignantly in John 10:10, I believe, is that, what did he say in 10:10? He said, I came to give them life and give them a life abundantly. More pointing to the goal aspect, the Apostle Paul, at the screenshot in some of these verses, the Apostle Paul, he couldn't get much more direct. He said in Acts, so this is, I think, 20. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying of the good news of God's grace. Now, obviously, that's an overarching goal. But he had lots of little goals. Has to be able to save up to get to going to that next trip like Africa, right? You can't just go all the time, right? But she wants to, but you have to save for it.
You can't. Oh, no. I just lost a hand. Okay, adapt and overcome. So if Paul is goal-oriented focus, he's on a mission, right? You could say that Paul's on a mission. There, if you don't hear that, there's something wrong with your ears, not the microphone, right? If Paul's on a mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, which at that time was Rome, maybe Spain. We don't think he got to Spain. He probably got executed before he got to Spain. But he was pressing forward. There's another verse on here, I believe. It's the Philippians chapter 3. What does that say? What does chapter 3 say? Come on, screenshot. No, that's not the one. I gotta go all the way. Oh, shucks. Philippians 3 says something. Oh, I got it pulled up on the Bible app. Isn't that a marvelous thing, the Bible app? 3:14. I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. Press forward. Move on. 2025, yeah, we could start it off. I'll return to a quote from, I've read this a number of times, both in business and in the church realm. You ever heard of Andy Stanley? He's a pretty famous preacher, pastor, author. His dad was Charles Stanley. You know, prolific family as far as the Christian writings. He said, everybody ends up somewhere, but few end up somewhere on purpose or end up where they are on purpose. Did we end up 2024 where you goaled yourself or where you expected yourself to land at the end of 2024? Did you? I admit I did not. I did not, because I spent the last 10 years I didn't write down goals because I'm not going to live to see the year's end. Maybe the Bible's saying it's time to set a vision. It's time to find a new vision. It's time to set some tangible goals, like go on an MDS project. What is your mission? What is the mission? What is the Lord calling you to do, to be in 2025 and beyond? You know, vision is not necessarily year long. A vision might only be for tomorrow. A revelation could be for just a short period of time. It could be like goals, mission of proclaiming the gospel to the ends of the earth, however long that takes. One day or decades, he's going to be on that mission. The tricky part about finding a vision is to being open to the Holy Spirit to transform it. Abby, I wanted to volunteer, and I thought Abby would be the right person for the job. Abby, I've got something, a mission to send you on. I would like you to go downstairs to the kitchen and make us a fresh pot of coffee. Have you ever, you know where that's at? You know where the kitchen is at? No, you're going the wrong direction, girl. Now, I don't just want you to go to the kitchen and make coffee. I want you to go out through the southeast exterior door. Find another entrance. It doesn't matter. There's a couple other places to get into. Go into another door. Go down and make a fresh pot of coffee. You might have to use your hands to feel where it's hot. And, oh, by the way, decaf, which is green label. You need to see the green label. What are the odds of her accomplishing that mission, right? Is she? Yeah, she's not going to see the green label, right? You can keep the beanie if you want. Church, take the blinders off. God has revealed himself. Where did my Bible go? Take off the blinders. God has revealed himself, and he's seeking to reveal something more to you today, tomorrow, every day, through his word and through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the... What did we just celebrate with Christmas? What we just celebrated with Christmas is Emmanuel, God is with us. God came to be with us, not just in word, but indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You're not alone. Take the blinders off. So we seek the Lord and ask him, what is it? What is it that you want me to be, to do? And there is one caveat in here that it isn't necessarily about making a longer list. I'm a list person, busy all the time. What if you're one of those people that you need to drop the list and do less and abide in him more? What if it's not about, what if the mission is not about doing more? As Christians, are we called to do? Yeah, but sometimes we do too much. Sometimes we got to heed the Holy Spirit and listen to the Holy Spirit right now and today and really contemplate the vision. Ask the Lord, give me a revelation as to who you want me to be today, tomorrow, throughout the year, through the next decade, however long I live, because, well, you know, you might live, maybe you don't live through the year. I think that's great. If I can bow out early and avoid this whole wearing out process, that'd be fantastic. But to live as Christ, to be here, to do his work, or to die, go to paradise, either way is great, right? In the meantime, we're going to be prudent and plan. You know, we're going to plan and do the best we possibly can. Unforeseen circumstances happen. The words, I'm sure they have lots of plans in place, or they did have plans a month ago, as to what their 2025 was going to look like. You know, things happen, right? We adapt, and we still seek the Lord. We still continue to give me, now the Lord's Prayer could be, yes, help us through this process, but give us a vision. How can they be missionaries in Minnesota? It turns out everybody needs the Lord, even people in Minnesota. Southeast Asia, yeah, I mean, we all need the Lord. Right here in the States, my mom has to remind me, you don't have to go to far-flung reaches of the world. People need help right here. Yes, Mother. But it's more fun to go. And maybe there's a point there that's not on script as far as mission is so much stinking fun. Why do you think that, why does she want to go on an MDS project? Amber, is Amber a carpenter? Is Amber, but you did carpentry work last March, didn't you? With the thingy. She made some thingies using this thingy. Almost had to be there. But you went there to serve. Could you affirm, did you come away more fulfilled than the way you went? It's strange how this works. Math doesn't work sometimes in the kingdom, right? We go to serve, you go out on a mission and come back more fulfilled. It doesn't add up, but it's kind of predictable. It's kind of predictable. What is the Lord? What vision? What kazon? What revelation is the Lord speaking to you right now? Think about it. Pray about it. There's supposed to be a lot of space on this bulletin insert. And there's lots of ideas as to some things you could do. I wrote this in haste. As far as like Bible study plans. Oh, on the Bible app, you know, I carry a Bible on occasion, but for the most part, what I counted chronological or different read the Bible in a year plans on the Bible app. I stopped counting at 38 different plans that are available just to click and start. We're just finishing up, I think, the Terry Lee Cobble one finishes tomorrow that we've been doing a year long with the church. There's all sorts of ideas. So being a Christian, following in the footsteps of Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus involves communing, prayer. It isn't necessarily about doing more, but one of my friends I just spent some time with in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago, he likes to walk and he likes to pray, but he didn't have time to do both. So he prays while he walks. That is kind of like his exercise of both mind and soul, spirit. It's a whole package. It's like, wow, that's pretty brilliant, Jerry. You don't have time? I understand that. I don't have enough time. I need to retire so I got more time to go do the fun stuff on the mission field, right? There are some things that don't take any more time. What if you're not supposed to use more time, take time away from something else or resources? Well, what if it's just focusing on the Lord in the midst of your work? I love painting closets for filthy tenants that don't care. They don't see a straight line. They don't even care if there is a line in there, if the wall color is the same thing as the ceiling. They don't care. But you know what? What makes it extra fun for me is that I turn up the radio and I sing while I paint because there's nobody there to critique my voice. I turn it into worship. It's so much fun. That's part of the mission. It's like, I'm going to paint a straight line to the glory of Jesus. Because isn't that really the point of our entire life? Is to point to the glory or to add to the glory of God Almighty. I'm pretty sure there was a scripture verse in here that I was supposed to get to. Oh, what is the purpose? I've come to give life. Yeah, we did that. Finish the race. That's Paul. There's one more. It's got to be. Okay. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. For it is God who works in you. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit that's working through you to will and to act, to be, to do according to fulfill his good purpose. Yes, we get the joy of going on a mission project and coming out fulfilled. Just the sheer relationship, just being in right relationship with the Lord is fulfilling. But it's all to fulfill the kingdom. This is kingdom work. It's not make a New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds. One of my resolutions is to eat a little healthier, and maybe this 10 pounds that I accidentally picked up, keyword accidentally, because I wasn't being purposeful, right? I wasn't being purposeful about my eating, so I put on a couple pounds. I'm going to be more purposeful about eating healthy. Did the 10 pounds fall off or not? I don't know. We'll see. We'll check back in a year. Getting off track. Commune with the Lord. Ask for a vision. What it's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, I think. What's it say? That's a good one, but that's... I didn't write it down. Oh, it might be written down. Maybe if I reference my notes every once in a while, eh? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Another way we could paraphrase that, like the message version is a paraphrase. In all your ways acknowledge, seek him, and he will give you a vision. He will give you a step at a time. The Wards had a vision for 2025 that's not playing out. But in all their ways, if they seek him, he's going to direct their path. Ooh, we got a little detour. This isn't what we expected. That's okay. It can be frustrating, certainly. In all your ways, seek him. Seek the Lord. Please don't just throw away this slip of paper. There's other content on there. Fill in some spaces. Maybe the Lord's convicting you on a certain thing at the moment. This is not Matt convicting you. It's just some of these ideas, like tithing. Maybe something you never tried. I think it's pretty wonderful. Push a little further. Push a little harder. You should give until it hurts. You should give until you feel it. If 10% isn't enough, amp it up. There's lots of things to celebrate. One of my goals, I filled out some stuff on the piece of paper. If you really want to know nitty-gritty details about making phone calls, MDS networking phone calls, it's really not fun. What's something else? I'm going to do a modified Daniel fast, but it's important to pray with your fast. And maybe keep track of your A1C level, right? Be cognizant of your blood sugar levels. Oh, one thing I also wrote on here, I admit I've got a little bit of a Netflix problem, or the different apps on Fire Stick that I'm spending more time watching TV than reading. But there's this other wonderful app called Right Now Media that you all have access to. If you don't know how to access it, don't ask me, ask Luke when he gets back, because I'm not sure. But I vow to do more reading than watching Netflix. And if I want to go to the TV for sheer entertainment purposes to check out, like I probably will this afternoon, go to Right Now Media instead. This seems like a tangible thing that's bringing the Lord into the mix. And I don't know about you. Did everybody get this filled out? You know, you got a vision. This is what the Lord's doing this year in my life. Probably not. I mean, that's fantastic we did that quick. That's really cool. But realistically, I'm going to spend some more time on this. I'm going to spend some more time on this before I don't ring in the bell with New York City. I ring in the bell with London. So I could go to bed early, which is another good practical thing, right? Seek the Lord for him to give you a vision. What is the Lord calling you? What is the Lord calling you to be? Not just to do, but to be. Use your little writing utensil. Now I'm going to pray. You don't necessarily have to pray with me. If the Lord's given you a vision, write it down. I don't think that's offensive. Luke might chastise me next week, but that's okay. But I'm going to pray for you, and certainly pray with me or write whatever the Lord's doing, please. Continue to consider, ask, seek. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path. He will give you a vision. Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for a tremendous 2024. For this past year, we reflect on on all the ways that you moved, in ways we didn't see, but the ways that we did see, has just been so profound, so cool. The things I've seen in my own life out in the mission field is like, wow, thank you, Lord, for moving and working in so many different ways in our individual lives and in our church life and our community's lives. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you're Emmanuel, that you didn't abandon us, but you came to save us, to give us life and to give it abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have before us to be your ambassadors and to just be, period. We just get to be with you. It seems so trite to say, but so profound at the same time, because being with you, communing, the kingdom is here and now, not just in some great distant future on the other side of the grave, but Lord, that thank you that you are with us, you are Emmanuel, that you're with us now. Lord, we do seek you. We acknowledge you in all of our ways right now. We acknowledge that you are King of the universe, Creator. You made us with our different individual personalities and skill sets so wonderfully, marvelously knit together in the womb. You know more about us than we know about ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for your tremendous creation. Lord, may you continue to work out that creation in your kingdom today through us individually. You know how we tick, what makes us work, how that we can thrive and be an important cog in the wheel of your kingdom. Lord, help us to be the people you created us to be. And also, Lord, may you give us a kazon. Individually, as a church, you know, we think about our mission statement as a church. It's written on the back of our bulletin. It says something to the effect of disciples of Jesus Christ seeking to transform ourselves and others through the powerful works of Jesus Christ. It's something like that. Lord, give us a vision on how we can individually and collectively work together to expand your kingdom here on earth, right here, right now, today, every day thereafter, as long as we are here, Lord, put us to work, make us your ambassadors. I know you have called us to be your holy priests, set apart to do your work here in the kingdom. But Lord, we cannot do it on our own. We're merely just a tool that we need you to be the driving force behind the tool. Well, first, we got to know what tool it is and what part that we're working on. But Lord, may you give us a vision, give us a revelation as to your will to amplify your goodness, all to bring you glory, because we praise you for your perfect gift in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Don't throw it away. Work on it. Singers, that's your cue, I think.